My name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I like to do a commentary on day 75. And the Bible passage is 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 through 10, and it reads, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." And that is 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10. One of the things about living on this side of heaven is that we will be hard-pressed from time to other times to other times. We have periods where we are just feeling we are under or in a pressure cooker, I say. And then there comes a time of relief and we are okay for a while. But keep in mind, as long as we are here in these bodies, we will go through times where we will feel that pressure on every side. But what God has taught me and what He continues to teach me every day is, number one, is to stop focusing on the pressure, because it's nothing new, okay? The pressure has been there before. And to not make that my focus, but to make truth my focus. And talk to the Lord. Tell Him, "Lord, yeah, I can feel this pressure on every side, but I know Your word is truth." And this is what God's word says to me, that even though I can feel the pressure, I'm not crushed. I'm not. The truth is that the war has already been won. It has. We know the final outcome of everything. We know that from the Word. And that's why we stay in the Word, so that we are not people who are cut down because of what I call amnesia. When we are knocked over, we're struck down because we forget what God has already told us. So He's telling us in this passage that we will have pressure on us, but we are not crushed. We're not crushed. And because we're not crushed, we can move forward even when it feels like we're in a pressure cooker. Even when I used to call it, even when my stomach would feel like raw meat, you know, in some kind of a grinder, it was okay. That I could move forward and I didn't have to eat over these types of things. And neither did I have to sit and try to figure out anything that, you know, all of the details of whatever. If it's something that I need to figure out, the main thing is that I need to just talk to the Lord. "Lord, I am under some pressure. Is there something that I am doing that I should not do?" And I pray, "Lord, that if it's some hidden sin or something, please convict me. Show me what it is that I am doing wrong. And I'm surrendering to You right now, this very day, my thoughts, my actions, I'm surrendering that to You." That's all I need to do to the Lord, and trust that He will show me what it is, if it is something that I need to change. He will strengthen me to do it. And in the meantime, as I'm waiting, He has already done revelation in my life. He's already shown me some things that I need to do. As one in recovery from compulsive eating, He has shown me the importance of being abstinent each day and not opening the gate even the smallest bit for the evil one. I have learned to be squeaky clean with my food, not because I'm a legalist, but because I am obedient to the Lord. He has shown me what I need to do with my food, and I do it. He has shown me also that when it comes down to not knowing what I need to do, that one is always there. Don't even think about eating about it. Don't even think about it. He's shown me that. But he's also shown me that I need to be in his word in a very, very strong way, where my heart is connected. Not doing some checklist motions, going through the motions, and not even doing it at the beginning for other people's sake, but doing it to let the Lord teach me in this day, to show me what is going on in my life today and what I need to change. The Bible is very clear. Before I go around trying to take specks out of other people's eyes, to look at the log that is on my own, in my own. And so that is what happens when I am in the Word of God. To get that log out, so that if there is some kind of hard pressures that is going on because of what I'm doing, the Lord will show me in His Word. The Bible goes on to say that we are perplexed, but not in despair. In fact, I have gotten to the point that I've even said to the Lord, Lord, you know, I have no idea how this is all going to work out. But this I do know. It will work out as I stay very close to you. And I'm staying close to you. Because you've shown me in the past how victorious I can be as I keep my heart close to yours. And so, I can have perplexities in my life, but I can also have peace. And I can also have this sense of persecution. Persecution, sometimes it comes in bodily form, that there can be people who are in their flesh, who are making life very hard for me. Or it can be in my own mind, my own flesh, that keeps going back to thoughts or things that I know that are not right for me. I can feel that persecution. But again, I can have that remembrance that nothing can snatch me out of the hands of God, that His Spirit lives in me. I am not abandoned. And there are times that I have been smacked down on my bottom, struck down, but not destroyed. God has given me the ability to rise up and move forward. As Paul has said, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, we press on. And the secret is to remember my salvation. I remember my salvation. Each day, I bring my mind back to that understanding that Jesus died for me. He died for my sins. And He rose from that grave to give me victory today. And so I carry that around in my heart. every day, so that my life will show that resurrection truth in all that I do. So I am grateful for a God who loves me so much that He teaches me and reminds me that I am His and He is mine. I have no reason to be in despair.